Hello, welcome. This is Virginia Trinidad with a quick 15-minute podcast about health, wellness, and fitness. Today, we have a special guest, my first male guest, Mike Bulnes.
Sorry about that.
Can you tell us about yourself, Michael? How did I meet you? Tell us about your family life, what you do for a living. Give us some 411 on Michael.
Well, you've known my wife, I think, for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I presume.
Yes.
More or less. I don't want to date ourselves.
Please don't.
I'm a father of four. I run a company with some partners, and I'm very active when it comes to just work, family life, and trying to stay somewhat semblance in shape.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about like your work and your work life, like, I don't know what that looks like on a weekly and monthly basis.
Well, I travel a lot for work. So it's not just like, you know, your regular 9 to 5. It's more like an entrepreneurship. So growing up a company, growing a business has its challenges. And in that challenge, I always will be, you know, just trying to get things done, not only for a business, but for myself. And I think that that's what led me to you in the realm that I just wanted to go ahead and better my physique, my situation with my health, and an overall body composition.
Don't you think that's kind of crazy? Like, you're talking about like, wow, you're an entrepreneur and you're starting this business and you're going to take this on, like this transformation in the busiest time of your life. Like, how did you even think about that? There's so many people who would think the opposite, right? They're so busy, they don't have time for themselves.
Well, you know, I always was relatively in good shape growing up. You know, my early 20s, my 30s, once you go ahead and I don't want to say become like a dad and get that dad bod, but ultimately for me, it was just like a healthy lifestyle choice. I didn't see it like as I'm going to go ahead and be doing a diet. I just felt that it was a life change for me. And I think that that's where, you know, my focus was.
Was there like an aha moment? I always say it on my podcast that sometimes like there's all people have an aha moment. They're either on Instagram or they saw a picture of themselves or something and they pick up the phone. They're like, oh, I know this person and her name is Virginia. Was there an aha moment?
For me, it was just more like, you know, uncomfortable moment. Since I travel so much, I'd be stuck on planes. You know, I travel. I'm not the smallest guy. So I just felt very uncomfortable in myself. And it just wore on me. And then one day it just like hit me like, hey, I'm going to do this. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to be committed to it.
Yeah. So I just want to give you guys a little background that Michael is like super. I always talk about my different types of clients here on this podcast. But Michael is like that type A client, which is a blessing for someone like myself. But also, you know, he's very regimented. So when he would say he would do something, I was like, is he really going to do it? And then he would do it. So it was, but still with such a crazy and hectic schedule, one day you send me a picture and I'm like, well, can you travel with your food on the plane? And you're like, yeah, I can do that. And you did that. And how do you prepare for something like that? Like when you know you're going to travel, your flights are usually at different times, right?
Yeah, well, preparation is key in anything, in a business, in life, in any type of successful situation. You know, a lot of people want the easy, you know, overnight success. That just doesn't occur in anything in life. So consistency is key. And one thing that I've always been, like you just related to, was regimented. Mm-hmm. I can follow rules and regulations in a very, you know, it's like I told you, and I know you laughed. I'm like, hey, if you tell me I got to hit my head against the wall three times every morning, and it's going to make me successful, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I literally applied what I applied to my business in my lifestyle. And therefore, that's where I've seen the biggest change. Because that consistent factor is truly the mantra of, I think, of any success. Mm. A lot of people think that, oh, you know, I'm talented or this or that. Let's just say in sports. Mm-hmm. But if you don't practice your craft, you're not going to ever know you're talented. So just being regimented and being consistent with any effort in life, whether it's your diet, your lifestyle, your home life, your marriage, you know, just everything takes consistency.
So good.
And I think that that's where the application for me with this type of situation was just easy. Like sometimes the girls, like my daughters, they'll be like, Dad, when are you going to stop your diet?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not dieting. I'm just eating this
living.
Way.
Wow. That's so awesome. And I think that thank you so much for like that advice, because I think that you knowing already that you were in this for the long haul was so awesome. Like, you weren't like, no, I'm not expecting this to happen in 1 month. You were like, I'm in it for the long haul. So let's just refresh everyone and tell them, how long have I been your coach?
It's actually been a year now. So we started in mid-October, mm-hmm. and we're at the beginning of November now. I don't want to say I fell off the wagon, but you know, we did like 3 months, mm-hmm. and then I felt like, okay, I know what I'm doing. So I was mm-hmm. like, Virginia, I don't need any guidance. Mm-hmm. And then slowly back, like I think around May, I trickled back in and I was like, look, you know, I like what we achieved in the first like 90 days to like 180 days, but I just need that guidance month to month of how to tweak things. And I believe that that's where my biggest gain has been, in just the changing and the adaptiveness of what you've been able to offer me.
So can you give our audience an insight of how I have done that? And again, I don't ever want to take lightly. I feel so blessed that you even gave me the opportunity to work with you. But I do want our audience to know, when you talk about that, like, why is that different than maybe something that maybe you had expected?
Well, for me, you know, just like I said, you know, consistency is the key. People see, like, you know, a diet, it's like really your blueprint. But if you don't do everything else around it correctly, you're not going to really be successful. Because just because I have, like, you know, my meal plan on a paper and I follow it, if I don't do everything else that entails, which is where you came in and you coach, like, hey, you got to get your good sleep, you got to get your good water intake, you have to do these type of workouts. And that guidance is where you really, you know, made a difference in just like a blueprint. Because if you could have just, you know, printed me a diet, mm-hmm. okay, I could have followed it. But then every other variable dependent upon that is where that really stepped in and changed everything for me.
Yeah, and I remember at the beginning, like, you're like, I'm okay, I'm gonna eat the same thing every day. It was like egg whites and oatmeal and whatever. And I was like, Mike, we need to add this and this and this. Can you tell the audience, like, how your food really changed? Like, what was this, like, the difference in, like, this food that now you were, like, so excited to, like, post and brag about?
Yeah, so, you know, coming from like that whole, you know, bodybuilding, beach body physique and stuff, it was literally like, you know, your egg whites, your chicken, your brown rice. So it's just something, that's what you did and that's mm-hmm. what you would eat. This is like food, mm-hmm. you know, like I can eat everything and anything as long as it's balanced. I'm not like restricting myself. You know, if one day I want to go ahead and I want to indulge, I just got to, you know, be conscious that I'm not going to have a heavy breakfast and a huge lunch mm-hmm. and a huge dinner. No, you know, everything is like, moderation is key, but having that flexibility and knowing that I can actually eat what I want when I want to, and knowing when I can eat it, is the key to the success.
And also, we added color, Michael, to your life. There was like, it was white, right? Everything was just white. And then I would tell you, like, just for those of you who don't know, which most of you don't know him, Michael is like very into his clothing. And I try to always look at clients and say, like, okay, how could I parallel what my clients really love outside of obviously training and eating or whatever, and like make it a parallel. So Michael takes so much pride in his attire, in his, how he dresses, which I think is awesome. Like, when you put something on, you know, it says something about you, right? So, but his food did not look as beautiful as his suits did. So I was just like, how can we make this food more beautiful? And that's when we started incorporating like greens, different vegetable seeds. And how was that experience for you? Like, actually putting together meals that made you, that were beautiful?
No, yeah, it's, you know, obviously seeing the meal on your plate, like you said, the colors, just the vibrance of it, it makes you actually want to eat it a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, like, what has been your biggest, okay, so let's just tell our audience, when you started the plan, how much were you weighing?
I was almost at 245.
Okay, and we weighed in this week at our lowest at?
211.
So most of you guys start with me and I send you a lifestyle questionnaire, and that lifestyle questionnaire tells you how much do you want to, like, what's your goal weight? Michael, what was yours?
220, 225.
Yeah. So it's so cool, because what we think of and what we think is weight loss is sometimes different than what we actually think. And grabbing Michael's body composition, he's 6 feet tall, he's a broad guy, and just him seeing himself being maybe somebody that was 12 was like, no, that would be just way too skinny. But when it's a body composition shift, and Michael was so into doing everything well, not just his nutrition, but also his fitness, he's been able to put on a significant amount of mass. So when you put on this muscle and then you get rid of fat, it's just a beautiful thing to see when it starts coming in all together. So let's tell our audience what your goals are from now, like moving forward. Where does Michael want to be? And, you know, we've been together for a year. I could definitely recommend, you know, I could definitely see us working together for another year. What would that other year of Michael actually look like?
Yeah, so the goal is obviously to sustain and maintain and like grow muscular wise. Just like any journey, it's mm-hmm. not like overnight. Whenever I see somebody do like drastic weight loss, like in, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, usually it's not sustainable mm-hmm. due to the fact that this has been gradual and it's been by design. I think that that's why it's sustainable. Mm-hmm. And having that sustainability and knowing that I'm going to be able to build now, you know, muscle and stay at a weight that we'll go ahead and tweak it to fine tune it. Mm-hmm. That's where this next year of journey will be, is just maintaining where we're at, growing muscle from there mm-hmm. and ultimately just, you know, chipping away little by little. And it's not going to be overnight. It'll be a journey, and that journey, obviously, you'll be part of it, which I'm grateful for.
I'm super excited. Also, like, another thing I wanted to say was that even when we first started, guys, the list of supplements that Michael was taking was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? And it's true. It was like this whole bodybuilding mentality where he was like he said, you know, almost 245 pounds, and he was taking like Vitargo supplements, and I was like, but that's like 40 carbs right there, buddy, and you don't need those. And he was like, I'm gonna stop taking Vitargo. I was like, Michael, I want you to burn it, like, you're burning it.
Yeah, no beta adaline, no Vitargo,
no. And I took him off creatine, everything. I was just like, none of it. So which we might add on creatine, okay?
Got it.
If you haven't already. Yeah. Under the table, he's like adding it. But I'm just so grateful. And for those of you who follow me, I'm just like, I want to say, I really, and I think you all know how fortunate I feel to be able to do what I do. And Michael is the ideal client because he is so organized in his day, and just, but he's not organized in his day because his life isn't crazy. He's organized in his day because he chooses to make this a priority in his life. He has 4 kids. He has a wife. He's an entrepreneur. He travels. And when I say guys travel all the time, Michael, how often do you travel a month?
Well, in a year, probably 150 times.
That's incredible. Yeah. So, I mean, I want everyone to kind of get an idea of what that looks like. Michael has also taken vacations. He's gone to the Bahamas. He's gone to Montana. Like, you've gone to the Keys.
Yeah, we go on big vacations every year. You know, we try to do at least 3 a year, like week long, 10 days long. And we always just, you know, find a way to still stay in line, I like to say. You're not going to go ahead and like, you know, people, when they think about a diet or changing stuff, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to drink, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm not going to be able to do that. Mm. No, you're going to be able to do everything you want, mm-hmm. just in a moderate fashion. And if you're going to overindulge that day, you just have to be, you know, cautious with the following day. It's not like an avalanche that you're going to go ahead correct. And do these things like every single day.
Correct. Well, one last thing is, what do you think this says about you? Like, you're an entrepreneur right now. You are a different person than you were a year ago when you look in the mirror. And I want you to like, just look at the Michael that you are now and just say, what does this actually say about who you are right now?
Well, for me, I think the biggest take I can take out of this is like when I see clients that I haven't seen in a year, mm-hmm. and they're like, dude, what's happened to you? And I don't see the change because it's gradual, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously people that haven't seen me in a while, they're like, you know, you look a lot better. My goal out of all this is really more for my kids, you know, like just for them to be able to see, like, if you put your mind to something, you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And I know that might sound like, you know, like a facade.
No,
that's truly what, like, I think life is about, right? Like, we want to go ahead and leave like a footprint for those that follow us. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just trying to stay as healthy as I can, because we want to be here for as long as we want to be. And ultimately, I just think that that lifestyle change for me was something I needed. And it's actually made me better at work. Mm-hmm. It's made me a better husband. It's made me a better father. It's just made me better in an overall facet. So I think that this is just more than a lifestyle change in the sense of food and nutrition. Yeah. It's an overall lifestyle change.
I tell people who have struggled once in a while that when you see people that are like into health and fitness, I think that that's why, you know, I've had clients that are millionaires, you know, and we look at them and they're just like, they believe that these material and physical, these possessions that they have that they can hold and attain are so valuable, you know, and it makes them who they are. But as we've gotten older and I've gotten older and I see my clients, it doesn't matter how much they have in their bank account, what they're driving, what they're wearing. Your health is the most important thing. And I think that even people that have achieved extreme success are still, one of the things that they really want to achieve is a good, healthy lifestyle with good habits, good sleep. So that's like, for me, that's more ultimate success. So I congratulate you for, because in my eyes, you have achieved ultimate success and you are only going to get better. And the legacy that your kids are going to remember you as, and the things that they saw happen and adding years to your life with them and their kids is incredible. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you
for being on this journey and for choosing me to coach you through it.
We have another year to go. Well, and plus, but.
Amen. Amen. Well, as we close today, I just want to remind my audience that you are worthy. You are loved. And thank you so much for listening to us today. Thank you.